country music has a rich heritage filled with thousands of songs by hundreds of artists whose talent has made a deep and lasting impression on many of the popular songs we hear today. Now I invite you to listen as we turn back the years to once again enjoy the music of many of the talented entertainers who have gone before. I'm Ron Barlow, and these are my memories on the Country Cavalcade. They said he was dying. His health was gone. His personal life was a wreck. But after 40 years of recording country hits, he is still considered better than ever. His voice is mellower and more clear than it has been in years. And in spite of recent open-heart surgery, he has a full schedule of personal appearances and now sings the song that once described his reputation, No Show Jones, as a joke for thousands of adoring fans. Now approaching his mid-60s, all of his fans agree that he still has the best pure country voice in the business. It all started in 1955 with his first chart hit. It was George Jones and Why, Baby, Why.
Why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't help but love you till the day that I die. So tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why? Well, I got a crow I wanna pick with you, just like last time when the feathers flew. You're running wild, I'm kicking up your heels, leaving me home with a handful of bills. Can't live without you, and you know it's true. But there's no living with you, so what'll I do? I'm going honky-tonk and get as tight as I can. Maybe by then you'll appreciate a good man. Tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. Till the day that I die, but tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why? Well, now I don't know, but I've heard say, and every little dog's gonna have his day. You better pay attention, don't you dare forget, 'cause I'm just a little bitty puppy, yeah. I caught you honky-tonking with my best friend. The thing to do was leave you, but I should've left then. Now I'm too old to leave you, but I still get sore when you come home a-feeling for the knob on the door. Tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't help but love you till the day that I die, but tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why.
We're saluting George Jones, his very first hit from 1955, Why, Baby, Why. Well, George continued to sing and record. In fact, he recorded hundreds of songs. But in 1959, he struck gold once again with a song that he recorded on the Music Corps label. Now, the interesting thing about this particular recording is that Pappy Daly was his partner at the time with the Music Corps label. And so when George did his first recording of this great hit, he included Pappy Daly's name in the song. Later, he re-recorded it after he and Pappy fell out and left out the name of Pappy Daly. So this is the original 1959 hit recording, including the name Pappy Daly.
Well, down in Houston, Texas, way back in the hills, lived my Pappy Daly and he had him a pill. He threw the white light until the sun went down. He filled him a jug and he passed it around. Mighty, mighty prison,
Pappy's going
freezing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-Man's team in the revenue street. Stretching for a place where he made it free. They were looking, trying to book him, but my Pappy's kept a cooking.
White lightning.
Well, the Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, songs just started clashing. Shoot, my goodness.
White lightning.
Well, the skinny and clean and rubbing your teeth, searching for a place to remain true. They were looking, trying to book him, that they kept a cooking.
White lightning.
I wanna say that's powerful stuff. He took one of her love and drank it on down. I heard him a moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty prison, that was going to prison.
White lightning.
The demon, revolution, searching for a place to remain free. Every Lord tried to book.
White lightning.
Billboard magazine lists that song as number 42 on their Hot 100 list of all-time great hit country songs. George Jones, White Lightning, 1959. In 1963, it was another hit for George, this time a song that the whole country was singing. It went number 3 on the country charts. Pop singer Jack Jones had a top 20 version in 1965, and the Great Sawyer Brown Band revived the song in 1990. But the original was a giant for Joe.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's from a beat break. And the stab of loneliness sharp and painful that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard, that you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that'll hide the sorrow when I may re-ride down and bawl. Now the race is on and here comes pride up the back stretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My fears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love stretch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartache. And the winner loses all. Ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's beginning pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I headed to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the back stretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love's got for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartache. And the winner loses all.
Yes, it was the up-tempo songs that were lucky for George Jones at the beginning of his career in the late 1950s and early 60s. Here's one that did not become a chartbuster, but it certainly laid the groundwork for more hits for George Jones, a song that he did in the early 1960s called You Gotta Be My Baby.
Oh, you said you was my baby, now I know that you're my baby, but it seems to me that you've got roving eyes. If you want to be my baby, then you've got to be my baby. You can't keep your finger in two different pies. Well, I remembered how you pleaded when you told me that you needed my love, and I've been able without a doubt. So if you want to be my baby, then you've got to be my baby, and you've got to leave them kissing cousins out.
wishes, and I'm gonna tell you so.
If you wanna be my baby, you gotta be my baby, and be nobody's baby but mine. So I went and asked your mother if anybody hung around besides me. She gave me no satisfaction, so now I can't take no action, but I think that I'll just hang around and see. If you want to be my baby, then you're going to be my baby, and you've got to come to me and tell me so. If you're going to be my baby, then you've got to be my baby. I'm tired of waiting around, so let me know.
I get suspicious, and I'm gonna tell you so.
If you want to be my baby, you've got to be my baby, and be nobody's baby but mine. You're gonna be nobody's baby but mine.
One of George's early hit songs, and you could tell even then he was developing that trademark deep bass sound, and then coming up to that high nasal sound that we often and always identify with George Jones. Here's another very popular up-tempo George Jones song, one that he helped write and one that has been recorded by other artists, in fact, several times since George's original hit of the Love Bug.
Well, I was ruling the roost and I had all the chicks to myself. And then suddenly it happened, a funny little feeling I felt. Yeah, I tried to outrun it, but it finally caught up with me. But how could I run from something that I can't see? Oh, that little itty teeny weeny thing called the love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug.
From the beginning of the show, you may get the idea that George Jones only did up-tempo songs, and he did a lot of them. And this was interesting because this is what helped establish him as a major country recording star. George Jones and his up-tempo early hits included another great favorite that a lot of people recorded also, but George had the first hit on one called Ragged But Right. George Jones.
I come here to tell you folks I'm ragged, but I'm right. I'm a tramp and a rounder. I stay out late at night. A porterhouse steak three times a day for my board. That's more than any loafer in this big town can afford. Well, a big electric fan to keep me cool while I sleep. A little baby boy could play around at his feet. I'm a rambler, a gambler. I lead helper life. I tell you folks, I'm a ragged, but I'm right. Right here in my hometown. So now I've got a family, one that I'm proud of. I know that I'll be happy, cause they're the ones I love. Where's a big electric fan to keep me cool while I sleep? A little baby boy to play around at his feet. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, and I lead a healthy life. I tell you folks, I'm a ragged, but I'm right.
George Jones, I tell you folks, I'm ragged, but I'm right. George Jones and another one of those up-tempo hits. Our next selection on the show includes one of my favorites because it not only is a happy up-tempo song, but it also includes the voice of Johnny Paycheck doing the harmony with George. Now, Johnny was a member of the original Jones Boys band, at that time going under the name of Donnie Young. His real name is Donnie Lytle. So Donnie Young was with George and had a very tight harmony with him on a song called I'm a People.
Working for a living, I'll be a getting instead of a giving. I'm hanging by my tail, I'm waiting for the dinner bell, putting humans on. Every day them fools rush in and lay down the cash and watch me grin. I'd put them all on, I'd hum a little song. I watch them all go tee-hee, but I still a pee, a little bitty key. Sweet bop bop bop, a jibby jibby do, and a little round o. Now you add another B, a big skinny L, plus I want a more E, and you got a people that looks like me.
Now fuck, you don't have to go downtown and ask for a job and get turned down. I'm mad at me. I could smash me, cause I'm a people. Don't have to shoe his feet. All he do is scratch his fleas.
Oh, me, what luxury.
But I'm people.
Now I spell a P, a little bit eat. Sweet bop bop bop, a jibby jibby do, and a little round O. Now you add another P, a big skinny L, plus I want more E, and you got a creature that looks like me.
Now someone knocked on my door today, and I heard me a little sign says, gone away.
Down to the zoo, a digging you know who, cause I'm a people. Now I spell a P, a little bit E, sweet bop bop bop, a jibby jibby do, and a little round O. Now you add another P, a big skinny L.
A follow-up to Love Bug, and the year for that was 1966. A song that went up on the charts was not a number one song, but it was number five for several weeks on the country charts. Then, in 1967, George recorded his first big hit ballad. And this was a song that went immediately number one on all the country charts and was there for 2 weeks. 1967, a song that George had put off recording for quite some time, thinking it really wasn't his style. It turned out to be a number one hit for George, and perhaps set the tone and the pace of his recording career for years to come.
Walk through this world with me. Go where I go. Share all my dreams with me. I need you so. In life we search, and some of us find. I've looked for you a long, long time. And now that I found new horizons I see, come take my hand and walk through this world.
Remember that being one of the most requested song by young ladies for quite some time. Songs called in to radio stations and dedicated to favorite boyfriends by young ladies. The song Walk Through This World With Me, a big, big hit for George Jones. George has recorded hits with three different singing partners, and at this time we're going to take a break from George's recordings by himself to introduce the singing partners that have done very, very well with him over the past many years. His first singing partner, Melba Montgomery, came along in the early 1960s, and together they recorded a song called We Must Have Been Out of Our Minds. That was their first release on United Artists and their biggest hit together, reaching number three in 1963.
We said our goodbye long ago, never thinking we'd miss each other so. All the memories we can't leave behind. Oh, we must have been out of our minds.
I thought I loved another, not you.
How foolish, I thought the same too.
They both turned out to be the wrong kind. Oh, we must have been out of our minds. Let's forgive and forget the past we've known, and reap together the wild seeds we've sown. Surely they can forgive us and find that we must have been out of our minds.
I thought I loved another, not you.
How foolish, I thought the same too.
we must have been out of our minds.
George Jones and his first female recording partner, Melba Montgomery. And we must have been out of our minds. Later, of course, as we all know that followed George Jones' life and history, he married Tammy Wynette, and they recorded many hit songs together, Golden Rings, When I Stop Dreaming, We Go Together, We're Not the Jet Set, Two Story House, Something to Brag About. But one of my favorites was a song recorded in the early 1970s called We're Gonna Hold On. Of course, they did not. The marriage did not last, but the song did.
We're gonna hold on. We're gonna hold on. We're gonna hold on to each other.
Life can be rough sometimes. It's a real good life is hard to find. But the best love is the one we know. And the faith we stand between us makes it grow.
Some love lives and some love don't. We've got the kind of love we want. It brings us happiness all through the day. Nothing can ever make it go away. We're gonna hold on. We're gonna hold on.
Undoubtedly the most popular couple in country music, George Jones and his then wife Tammy Wynette, and We're Gonna Hold On. Well, George also did a couple of records with the pop singing star Gene Pitney. Gene had had some very big hits in the rock field, known for his dramatic ballads also. But in 1966, George and Gene decided to revive an old Farron Young song, a song that Farron had hit with back in 1956. I've got $5 and it's Saturday night.
Hey! Well, I've been a-working hard the whole week long. Tonight I'm gonna have some wine, women, and song.
Got to work next week, but that's all right. I've got $5 and it's Saturday night.
$5 and it's Saturday. tonight.
That's all right. I've got $5 and it's Saturday night.
Jones and his singing partner, Gene Pitney, and I've got $5 and it's Saturday night. Well, George continued to record, continued to come up with the hit songs, and continued to have personal problems. Here's a love ballad he did in the 1970s that turned out to be another big hit song, and certainly showed off the fine ballad voice of George Jones. George Jones, and Take Me.
Take me, take me to your darkest room. Close every window and bolt every door. The very first moment I heard your voice, I'd be in darkness no more. Take me to your most barren desert, 1,000 miles from the nearest sea. The very moment I saw your smile, it would be like heaven to me. There's not any mountain too rugged to climb, no desert too barren to crawl. Somewhere if you would just show a sign of love, I could barely love. Take me to Siberia in the coldest weather of the winter time. Like spring in California, as long as I knew you were mine. There's not any mountain too rugged to climb, no desert too barren to crawl. Somewhere if you would just show a sign of love, I could bear. Coldest weather of the winter time, and it would be just like spring in California, as long as I knew you were mine.
George Jones, another fine ballad by a great entertainer. It's called Take Me, George Jones, from our collection of hit songs that go back through the years and feature the hits of this fine recording artist, this gentleman who has done so very, very much for country music and has done so little for his own personal life. I guess we can report that in 1986, George just stopped drinking, got remarried, and has turned his life completely around, and as we discussed at the beginning of the program, has never sounded better. Here he is now with a song that Billboard magazine lists as the number 73 song on their Hot 100 list. a song recorded in 1961 called The Window Up Above.
I've been living a new way of life that I love so. But I can see the clouds are gathering, and the storm will wreck our home. For last night he hugged you tightly, and you didn't even show. This is true, for I've been watching from the window up above. You must have thought that I was sleeping, and I wish that I had been. But it's best to get to know you and the way your heart can sin. I thought we belonged together, and our hearts fit like a glove. But I was wrong, for I've been watching from the window up above. From my eyes the teardrop started as I listened on and on. Heard you whisper to him softly that our marriage was all wrong. But I hope he makes you happy and you will never lose his love. I lost mine while I was watching from the window up above. How I wish I could be dreaming and wake up to a love that's true. But I was wrong, for I've been watching from the window up above.
Another great hit for King George Jones, The Window Up Above. Another song that reached the top of the charts in 1974, a very popular song by George called The Grand Tour.
Step right up, come on in. If you'd like to take the grand tour of a lonely house that once was home, sweet home. I have nothing here to sell you, just something that I will tell you. Some things I know will chill you to the bone. Where she'd bring the paper to me and sit down on my knee and whisper, oh, I love you. But now she's gone forever, and this old house the bed where we lay in love together, and Lord knows we had a good thing going here. See her picture on the table. Don't it look like she'd be able just to touch and say good morning, dear. There's her ring, all her things,
Perhaps a little of his personal life included in the grand tour. George Jones, great hit song. Here's another one. This is the highest song on the Billboard Hot 100 list for George Jones. It reached number 26 on their chart of all-time country hits. Now, bear in mind, they did not start keeping the charts until 1959, so many of the older songs were not on that chart. A pure country chart was started by Billboard in 59. And this song listed as number 26. George Jones and She Thinks I Still Care.
She thinks I still care. Just because I asked a friend about her. Just because I spoke her name somewhere.
Still Care, one of those ballads that George did so very well with back in the 1970s. Then in 1984, he brought back the up-tempo sound. It was a new thing for George to get into, and it turned out to be a very successful hit for him. It was called the Corvette Song, and it was a number one hit for George Jones, a number one song in a long list of hits for this great country recording artist.
I stopped off at the Quick Sack for some beer and cigarettes. The old man took my money as he stared at my Corvette. He said I had one just like her son in 1963. Till a man down at the bank took her from me. Oh, she was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built and fun to answer
natural sun. I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I loved back then. I handed him my keys and said, here, take her for a spin. The old man scratched his head and then he looked at me and grinned. He said, son, you just don't understand. It ain't the car I want. It's the brunette in your bed that turned me on. I had one that was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built and fun to handle the sun. I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I loved back then. Lord, she was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. Was built and fun to handle the sun. I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I loved back then. She reminds me of the one I loved back then.
George Jones, the Corvette song, and that, of course, a big song for George in the 1980s. We're going to go back a few years, though, and pick up one of his great ballads from the 1960s. Perhaps one of the finest ballads George ever recorded, called The Tender Years.
You keep saying you love him. I believe that it's true. And it just doesn't matter how much I love you. But in time you'll understand shed a tear, then you'll know you were living in your tender years.
Tender years.
In your eyes, there's a love light that shines for him. But how long will it stay there? Will that love light go dim?
You can just feel the happiness.
You can see the tears. It's true, 'cause you're living in your tender years.
Tender years.
So if I can't be your first love, I'll wait and be your last. I'll be somewhere in your future to help you forget the past.
And you'll know that I love you
with a love that's sincere. For I'll wait till you're through living in your tender years.
Tender years.
Yes, you'll know that I love you with a love that's sincere. Yes, I'll wait till you're through living in your tender years.
Tender years.
George Jones, his Tender Years. This next song has been voted by the readers of Country America magazine as the number one country song of all time. An interesting story behind this song. It was written by Bobby Braddock, and more than a dozen top country stars declined a chance to record this song. Many of them criticized it because of its strange structure, its lack of catchy, repeatable chorus. Even George Jones, on first listen, thought it was too sad and depressing to ever be a hit. He cut the first verse of the song in 1979. Then he lost interest, waited almost a year to finish the track. And he bet Billy Sherrill, the producer of the song, who had convinced him to finish it, he bet him $100 that this song would never be a hit.
He said, "I'll love you till I die." She told him, "You'll forget in time." As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall, went half crazy now and then, but he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed. Did in 1962, he had underlined in red every single "I love you." I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind. This time, he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today.
He stopped loving her today. It became country music's first consecutive two-time winner of the Country Music Association Song of the Year Award in 1980 and 1981. It also helped George Jones win two consecutive CMA Awards for Male Vocalist and a Grammy, and eventually election into the Country Music Hall of Fame. We conclude our program with a very poignant recording, and recording that was made several years ago and includes some of the people who are no longer with us in the world of country music, as George wonders who's going to fill their shoes, and we wonder who will fill his shoes.
You know, this old world is full of singers, but just a few are chosen to tear your heart out when they sing. Imagine life without all your radio heroes, like the outlaw that walks through Jesse's dream. No, there'll never be another red-headed stranger, a man in black and Folsom prison blue. The Okie from Muskogee, or Hello, Darling. Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes?
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the opera and the
Wabash Cannonball?
Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you?
Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes?
God bless the boys from Memphis, blue suede shoes and Elvis. Much too soon he left this world in tears. They tore up the pictures, old Jerry Lee and Charlie, and gold cat gold still echoes through the years. You know the heart of country music still beats to Luther Vandross. You can tell it when he sang "I Saw the Light." Old Marty, Hank, and Les. Why, I can feel them right here with me
on this silver eagle rolling through the night.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the opera and the
Wabash Cannonball?
Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you?
Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes?
Yes, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes.
George Jones and quite a question, who's gonna fill their shoes? And that's our show. That's our salute to Possum, the great George Jones. You have been listening to some of the classic country and western songs that have set the standard for much of today's popular music. These are some of my memories. I'm Ron Barlow, and this has been the Country Cavalcade.